Chapter 4. In a quiet wing within the main building of the United States Department of Treasury in Washington, D.C., Alexandra LaDuca leaned forward at her desk. On the screen of her main computer, Alex studied the final anatomy of a case she had plunged herself into upon her return from Spain 2 months earlier. Ray Medina's clients had been his wealthy friends. He had promised them 12% on their investments. Then, using the old technique of underselling his abilities, he had produced K-1 tax forms showing returns of 20%. But Medina had also been battling a serious liver infection. His health had declined to such a degree that he had taken his wife and children to the mountain home he was having built in Aspen. He needed time to convalesce. Medina's clients grew worried. So while he was away, several clients exercised a remote clause in their agreement with him that granted them access to Medina's office should he become incapacitated. A few hours later, the investors were phoning their friends. Office records showed that there was hardly any money in the brokerage accounts. Other accounts didn't exist. The K-1 tax forms Medina had been providing them for years were forgeries. 2 days ago, Medina had pleaded guilty to 15 counts of theft, securities fraud, tax evasion, money laundering, and forgery. He had been sentenced to 16 years and 8 months in the Arizona State Prison System, plus a restitution order of $9 million. Through a default judgment in the civil case, which Alex had helped arrange, some of the victimized clients had reclaimed just over $3 million of their missing funds. Another mini Madoff, as these schemes had come to be known. With the downturn of the world economy in the first decade of the 21st century, there was no shortage of them. These cases were starting to depress her. She was bored to tears of white-collar frauds, mini Ponzi schemes, and their slick-as-oil perpetrators. A phrase came to mind from the old Woody Guthrie ballad about pretty boy Floyd. Some will rob you with a six-gun, others with a fountain pen.